A private equity firm wants to buy the .org domain. Why that has nonprofits freaked out about the future. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Okay, stay with me. This one's a little tricky. Right now, registrations for websites that use .org, like, you know, Marketplace, are overseen by a nonprofit organization called the Internet Society. But in November, the Internet Society suddenly announced that it would sell control of those registrations to a one-year-old private equity firm called Ethos Capital for $1.1 billion. And that made people worry about the future of nonprofits online. Possible interference with speech, maybe big price hikes. And so then a group of internet pioneers proposed an all-new nonprofit group to run .org. And overseeing all of this is ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, which can approve or reject the sale. Andrew McLaughlin helped found ICANN and create the original .org registration process. I asked him, what is a worst-case scenario for an organization using .org?
So, you know, if you're, let's say, the ACLU, I'm just using them randomly because, I don't know, they're a politically prominent .org. You're getting your email through ACLU.org. Let's suppose you're taking donations through your website at ACLU.org. If you suddenly lose that domain name, your organization is, at least temporarily, pretty crippled. That's the kind of, you know, thing that we should be protecting against, the kind of negative implication of an untrustworthy administrator. And so the question of whether the .org registry is vulnerable to being taken over by somebody who doesn't have those interests in mind or wants to use them for other political or economic or other purposes is quite a serious issue.
And I wanted to say, could they also just charge more?
Yeah, I mean, but candidly, that's the least of my concerns. I mean, like there is, in fact, a marketplace for domain names, and the difference between $9 a year and $12 a year or even $20 a year is, to me, that's not the top issue. I know that people talk about that, but price increases, I think, is less important to the non-commercial community, at least to my understanding of their interests, than fears about losing domain names based on, you know, acts of speech, let's say. But my point, though, is that the policy should be made through a process that is capable of understanding and then vindicating the interests of the community to be served. A private company may make some short-term commitments, but you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
So it's really – what's really the concern here is that this is a one-year-old private equity firm. You're worried about the trustworthiness of really any unproven group.
Well, there's two functions to keep in mind here. One is the setting of policies. And the other is the technical operations of the registry. What seems to be happening in this transaction is that we are eliminating the organization that used to be the policy overseer from policy oversight and then entrusting all of that function to this new organization, which will both substitute for that policy oversight and also operate the registry as a technical matter. That's the real concern, is that there's no mechanism that I view as trustworthy whereby the kind of like broad interests in stability and insulation from political interference and so forth can be achieved.
That's Andrew McLaughlin, one of the original members of ICANN. And ICANN told us it would decide whether to approve the sale of .org by February 17th. And now for some related links. We asked Ethos Capital for a statement, and the company said it plans to keep the same team in place to manage the .org domain going forward. It also said it would make pricing guidelines for .org available and commit to them as part of the sale. Ethos also said it is committed to freedom of expression, upholding human rights, and free speech on the .org domain. You can read more about the proposed sale in a blog post by the Internet Society that is at our website, marketplacetech.org. In its statement to us, ICANN also said that it would not seek any public comment about the proposed acquisition between now and February 17th, but that ICANN is, quote, well aware of the public opinions that have been expressed. There's an interesting write-up on this whole thing in the Register from Tuesday. Apparently, ICANN put up details last week about its annual meetings coming up in LA later this week, but didn't mention anything about the .org discussion or sale despite it being one of the foundational domains on the internet. And the same day, ICANN got a letter from several members of Congress, including the internet senator Ron Wyden of Oregon and presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren, highlighting concerns about the sale. So listen, this might be complicated and even slightly arcane, but I'll tell you what, it ain't over. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.